In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the Holy Family, as you know, is a name given to the Holy Family unit composed of the Divine Son of God, Jesus, His mother, the Virgin Mary, and His foster father, Joseph. The Feast of the Holy Family is not just about the Holy Family, but it is about our own families too. The main purpose of the feast is to present the Holy Family as the model for all Christian families and for domestic life in general. Our family life becomes sanctified when we live the life of the Church within our homes. This is called the domestic church, or the church in miniature. St. John Chrysostom urged all Christians to make each home a family church. And in doing so, we sanctify the family unit. Just how does one live out the church in the family? The best way is by making Christ the center of family and individual life. We consider the Holy Family, as an example of prayer. Their home in Nazareth has a spirit of quiet about it. Certainly, there was joy and laughter in that house, for holy people are the happiest people, and so a family composed of the three holiest people was the most joyful family of all. The atmosphere of their home in Nazareth was filled with love and prayer. Indeed, the family is the first school of prayer. We can imagine how Saint Joseph, who take care of the Christ child, so that Mary could have an opportunity to pray, to make a meditation, to have time for herself, perhaps for an hour. Then Mary would in turn allow Saint Joseph to take his time for daily mental prayer as well. Mary and Joseph shared responsibilities, as all parents are called to do. Moreover, in addition to teaching their children the common prayers that are said together, parents ought to instruct their sons and daughters on how to pray. But it was not all prayer in that holy house of Nazareth. There was much hard work too. The Holy Family offers us an example of consecrated labor. Saint Joseph was dedicated to his profession, to his business. But he didn't put his job ahead of his family either. When the angel came and told him to flee to Egypt, Saint Joseph willingly abandoned his work, sacrificing his business for the sake of his wife and her child. Saint Joseph knew the true value of labor and was a good and hard worker. But he also knew that his vocation as a husband and father came first. And after Saint Joseph worked all day, what did he do? Did he go out with friends? No. He returned home to his family, fulfilling his primary vocation as father of the household. Now, I do not say that it is wrong for a man to go out with friends, but it's legitimate to verify where you find your true consolation and rest. There is a permanent temptation for fathers to flee responsibilities. So, it is important, dear fathers, to ask yourself, is my true happiness found with my family? And what of Mary? She was dedicated to the care of her family. Did she spend her day gossiping and chattering endlessly? Of course not. She was dedicated to her work, and she fulfilled her responsibilities as the mother of Jesus. Mary's rest and joy was to be with her family. Likewise, Jesus, as he grew older and became a young adult, knew his duties to his families. And so he spent time with Mary and Joseph, and there were his true joy. Now, dear friends, we know that the family life is not always a honeymoon. If you find that family life is difficult, the Holy Family is with you. Remember that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph suffered hardships and difficulties. The Holy Family was well acquainted with grief, from exile in Egypt to Jesus' crucifixion, leaving the widow Mary in grave sorrow and affliction. And so, if your family suffers, if your family struggles, the Holy Family is closest to you today. Are we enjoy our trial? No matter which is the case, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph are our companions. Let's turn to them. Let's speak with them and ask them for assistance and aid, and they will bring us safely through the storms of this life into life everlasting. Dear friends, dear faithful, the hearts and soul of the Holy Family is mutual love and respect. Love for God first, and then, because of that, love for each other. This love fosters peace, harmony, forgiveness, and reconciliation, just as St. Paul says in the reading. The nativity scene remains in the church until the beginning of February. When facing the manger, offer your prayers to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, that your own family, with its imperfections, limitations, problems, and sufferings, may be joined to the love of God that is at the heart of the Holy Family. And please, today, when we will receive communion, let's not forget to offer a prayer for all fathers, mothers, and children in this world who struggle to love each other, facing a world that each day hastens its falsification of love in the name of a false understanding of personal happiness and freedom. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.